The U.S. Army's most battle-tested brigade in Iraq began returning home to Fort Drum in upstate New York this past week. Members of the 10th Mountain Division's 2nd Brigade came back without more than 50 of their comrades in arms. North Country Public Radio's David Summerstein was there when the soldiers and their families were reunited.
The bleachers in McGrath Gym began filling up hours ago. The women wear nice dresses and jewelry. You can smell a lot of perfume and hairspray. The kids run around in Halloween costumes and bat at shiny balloons. People are laughing and people are crying.
We made it from Dallas, Texas.
Cloette Fields clutches a welcome home sign for her son, Eric.
I want to hug him. And I hope I can talk when I see him. But right now, every time I think about him, I get choked up for words.
The absence will end, but this is just the beginning of a difficult transition. Heightened awareness of mental wounds of war has filtered through the military and its families. Chaplain Mike Charles says even while they were still in Iraq, soldiers did something called battle mind training.
To reintegrate, reorient the soldier from being a battle warrior every day to coming back home and being a father and a mother every day.
Melissa Walters, wife of Sergeant First Class Jeffrey Walters, plays with her baby boy while 7-year-old Nolan holds a welcome home sign. Walters has a name for this transition. She calls it the new normal.
My life has changed. Obviously, his life, he's not going to come back the person he was when he left. So I'm just anticipating it and hoping that that means we'll have an easier transition.
The band strikes up and the ceremony begins.
Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm North Country welcome to our returning heroes!
300 soldiers march through the gym doors stone-faced. People point, primp, and wave flags.
Commando soldiers, I can't tell you how great it is to see you home safe and sound.
The ceremony itself is kind of anguishing. Husbands and wives and kids look at each other for the first time in more than a year, but they can't touch. Then it ends, and the place explodes. People run every which way. Cloette Fields beelines to her son.
There he is!
Sergeant Eric Fields embraces his mother. He says it's a blessing to be home because, quote, it was not meant for him. I ask what he means.
Just say it like this. We've been in some tough times out there. Some very tough times. I lost comrades out there.
So did Sergeant Nutsford Thompson, his best friend, he says.
His name was Sergeant Sakinka, Richard Sakinka. That kind of, like, put me down in the slum for a little bit, but once I got over it.
Thompson trails off and pauses. Then he scoops up his baby daughter, Madison, and scans her up and down.
More teeth, more hair. Well, at least she knows me, though. That's a good thing. Like, I came up and she said, hi, Daddy. So that's a good thing. That was good.
This was Thompson's second tour of duty in Iraq. His wife, Dina, says it'll take time for him to come to terms with what and who he left behind there.
I know it's going to take a while for him to adjust to being around us again.
The rest of the 2nd Brigade will be coming home to Fort Drum in flights through the end of the week. For NPR News, I'm David Summerstein in Northern New York.